Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show.
Hey, Cleaning Nation. Happy Christmas Eve. I am so excited to be here with you guys. We're going to talk about how to stop guessing and grow with confidence. So great topic for today. And I just wanted to start off by saying hello to everybody and wishing you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I hope you guys are all with your families and enjoying the season. And I want to help you guys today by stop guessing and groping around in the dark and growing with confidence. So the problem is that a lot of people are just trying to like build their businesses by guessing and trying to figure everything out on their own. And that takes time. It's frustrating. It ends up with you taking two steps forward and one step back. Every time you think you've made some headway, there's an unforeseen issue that you didn't see coming. And now suddenly you're back to square two or square one even. And it's so frustrating because you put in all your time and energy and effort and money and then it just falls apart at the end. So that's really frustrating. And then that can really chip away at your confidence to be able to build your business. The cost of that to you is that it costs you time, it costs you money, and ultimately it costs you your dreams, right? Like if you can't find the right path, then you eventually just kind of give up on your dreams. You're like, this is just too hard. This is so frustrating. I can't seem to make it work. And there's nothing more scary than trying to build your business and putting in, you know, all of your best efforts and trying to clean and trying to hire and trying to do all these different things and juggle around. And then for it to not work, it just makes you feel like, man, I just put my best foot forward. I put everything I got into it and it failed. Like, what's wrong with me? And there's absolutely nothing wrong with you. It's just, it's not easy, right? It's difficult. So, I'm here to kind of help you, prioritize and figure out what's going on. And hello, Harjunik? Is that how you say that? Harjunik? Harjuden? Harjuden? I'm so sorry I butchered your name, but I want to say hello and absolutely great things coming up in 2020 to you and to your family and, of course, to the rest of you, Cleaning Nation. A lot of people think that trial and error is the only way to go, right? Like there's really no set system to follow for their business. And the benefit is that that's not true. Like it's not really trial and error, right? You don't have to figure it out on your own. Now, if you can, what you can do is look at what other people have done and you can kind of see what successful people have done and try to emulate that. So smart people learn from their own mistakes, right? Like we try something out, it doesn't work. And then we're like, okay, scratch that. I'm going to try something else. And then we kind of keep going on. And then really smart people are geniuses, learn from other people's mistakes. Why try to reinvent the wheel? What you really want to do is figure out who's smart, who's successful, who's doing what you want to do, and then do exactly what they're doing, and then tweak it from there. And that's not to say that you should copy your competition. A lot of people ask, like, well, what's my competition charging, or how do they bid projects, or what exactly are they doing? The problem with that is that a lot of them are failing. Some people may even say, I've got this $1 million business. I'm doing amazing. But just making $1 million in revenue does not mean that you're doing well. You could be very well in the negative as far as your profit goes. So just copying what your competitors are doing really isn't a good strategy. You want to make sure that the people that you are emulating are actually having the success that you want, and not just financially, but lifestyle, right? Yeah, sure. If you want to work 120 hours a week and kill yourself, you could absolutely make a killing, but you sacrifice your life and your time, your energy, your efforts, and all of that in the meantime. So the point of this is not just to make a tremendous amount of money and become completely miserable. The point of this is for your business to serve the life that you want, right? You want to be able to take vacations. You want to be able to spend time with your family. You want to be able to not have to clean. It's a physically demanding job. So you don't want to have to be servicing every single one of these accounts or be the backup, right? Like, so let's say you have a cleaning crew and it always happens to where it's not just one person that calls out, or, you know, it's usually two or three, or they quit in bunches. And now you're held, you know, you're stuck holding the bag. You don't want to be in that position for the rest of your life. You want to be able to have the business serve you so that you can have the life that you want. And for us, at least, that is true wealth, is having the lifestyle that you want, not just having the income coming in that you feel is commensurate with success. So really try to figure out who is, you know, who's got that lifestyle that you want, and then copy that. or find out somebody that does, which I'll get into in a little bit. And there's another false belief that it doesn't cost that much to figure it out on your own. You know, like, well, I can just, you know, I don't want to have to figure out or pay for systems or coaching. I can figure it out on my own. But the truth of that is that there are several costs to figuring it out on your own that you're missing. The opportunity cost to grow now, right? Like, these are the years that you can't get back. And if you spend 4, 5, 6, 7 years trying to figure it out, well, these are your best years. So then once you've figured it out, you're like, well, great. I've wasted the last decade of my life struggling to figure it out and stressing out and sleepless nights, and I'm exhausted and my family's upset with me. You're missing out on this opportunity to grow now rather than grow later when you know, you've kind of spent all of these years trying to figure it out. And of course, there's the time and the money wasted doing it wrong. I'm sure many of you out there have invested in advertising or websites or SEO or, you know, products or, you know, tools, something that you're like, this is going to be it. This is what's going to make this big changing point in my life. And then it doesn't pan out. And now you're out that time and that money, and you're frustrated and you feel like you can't seem to get ahead. There's definitely costs associated with trying to figure it out on your own. And then, of course, the lack of confidence in your own decisions. It causes a lack of follow through and kind of dooms you to failure and everything, because you're really worried about, is this the right decision? If you can't ever seem to make a good decision, it's really challenging for you to trust your instincts and trust yourself when you're trying to make big decisions later. So even though it might take time and money, it's really frustrating, even more so when you're like, I can't even trust myself to make these decisions. And that's a huge, huge, huge issue with trying to grow a business, because you have to be able to trust what you're doing. You have to be able to trust making decisions. Rohan says, sounds like Mike. I would hope so. I've spent the last 14 years listening to Mike. And I would hope that I have gleaned something from him, but then again, blonde hair, so maybe not. But glad that I do sound like him. That's a good thing. And I hope you're doing well, Rohan. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you're having a very wonderful Merry Christmas celebration. All right. Sorry, guys, I'm a little off today. I'm on like Christmas holiday brain and not this. So thanks for bearing with me here. All right. So here's another like last false belief here, that even though it takes time and money, I'll figure it out on my own. The truth is, the vast majority of businesses fail because they don't have proven systems. This is why people pay so much for franchises that take half or more of their profits, because the franchises have the systems figured out, right? McDonald's is not something where you just invest in McDonald's and they're like, okay, well, just do it the way that you want. I am positive that you get in and they have a system written down for every single process in their business. It is flawless. And that is what you're paying for. You're paying for this system to be able to know, this is how I onboard people. This is how I bid projects. This is how I, you know, market and advertise my business. These are the products that I buy. I mean, you have like this whole lined out system, and that's why people pay for those franchises, because they don't want to have to figure it out on their own. which is great, but the flip side is that the franchise takes a huge chunk of your profits, and without having multiple franchises, it's very difficult for you to get to the financial and lifestyle goals that you're looking for. And hey, James, how are you? So good to see you. You said 14 years with Mike. Oh boy, that is right. It is 14 years and counting, and wouldn't change it for the world, at least today, right now. That's how I feel about it. Don't ask me in an hour or a day. Just kidding. Mike is wonderful. But yeah, so a lot of these businesses fail because they just don't have the system and the track to run on. So the importance is being able to follow a system that you know works. So if you can't find somebody that is living the lifestyle that you want and emulate exactly what they're doing, the next best step is to find a system that works, that you know is going to grow your business, give you the freedom and the time that you want. The benefit of that is when you do have proven systems to follow, you can save years, if not decades, of frustration. Your chances of success skyrocket because it's a proven system. All you've got to do is follow the step-by-step. Just, you know, this holiday season, I thought it would be really fun to get my son one of those, like, you know, Lego kits with, you know, that's like really cool. Like, we got one for his birthday. It was like a Jurassic Park. And I thought it'd be fun to, like, you know, build him like a spaceship. And it's got like 397 pieces. And if you just had this picture and the 397 pieces, it would take me a year to figure out how to put all these little pieces together for, you know, the doors to open and the wings to go up and down and like these little rockets fire. If I just had the picture and the pieces, I would have all, it would be true that I would have all the components to successfully put together this really cool spaceship for my son, but it would take me forever. But it comes with this little booklet that's like step one, you know, you find this piece and you stick it onto this piece. And step two, you take the next piece and it just, it builds it out in all these little pieces. And so it's relatively simple for you to build this really cool, complex spaceship with 390 some odd pieces in under an hour by just following the step-by-step booklet. But without the booklet, it would take me forever. And sometimes there would be pieces missing and it would fall apart or it wouldn't work right. It's the same thing with your business. You do have all the pieces. I'm sure you know what you need to do to clean. I'm sure you guys are all excellent technicians and you absolutely know how to clean a space, whether it's commercial or residential or specialty. And you may have your employees, you may have your cleaning systems, you may have the products that you use, you may have the customers and some semblance of how to get new customers in. But without that booklet, it's going to take you a lot longer to figure out how to tweak and fine tune and put all those pieces together to create this cleaning business that is really what you want, which is serving you and your family and your business. And it's not calling you at 2 o'clock in the morning. It's not emergency. I have to go clean this account. It's not, well, you know, we made $50,000 this month, but we also spent $51,432 on all of my expenses plus my payroll. So, what you really want is to have like that booklet, which is the proven system to help you take all those pieces and put it into the business that you really want. It can save you hundreds or thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars, not just in money that you spend, right? Like in advertising, marketing, or hiring the wrong people or lost accounts or, you know, accounts that are not profitable for you, but in lost revenue from the business that you could have by putting those systems and processes in place now. You can grow faster. You can absolutely earn faster. You can start putting money towards that retirement, because I know that as much as you love this business, you probably at some point want to be able to relax and enjoy the later years of your life and not have to work or rely on government assistance, which we don't know how long that's going to last. And then, of course, having the confidence that the work that you're doing is actually getting you to the life that you want. There's one thing, just like, I'll just put my head down and I'm just going to keep working and I'm going to work as hard as I possibly can and hope and pray that someday it's going to pay off and I'll be able to retire. Well, with a system knowing that you're following the right system, you'll have confidence that, okay, well, if I follow steps A, B, and C, I'm going to be able to track it. And I know that the work that I'm doing now is going to get me the life I want, not just put my head down and hope that in 20 years, I'll be able to retire. And then, of course, the final thing, which is super fun, is that your business becomes fun. It is fun to have success in your business. It is fun to be able to see that profit increasing every month. It's fun to be able to take a vacation with your family and know that your accounts are being serviced, and not just, I really hope that my employees don't burn the building down or lose a bunch of accounts or, you know, break things or don't do things or no call, no show, but knowing that whatever may come up, your business has the systems in place to deal with them so that you can actually go on a vacation for the first time and not pick up your phone or not check your email every 10 seconds or not worry about, oh, I don't know this call and it's coming in at 9 o'clock at night. I bet it's somebody that's upset and I don't want to take it. We've talked to people who literally have panic attacks before opening their emails, or they get stressed out when their phone rings and they don't know who it is because they have been conditioned to feel that it's a problem and they don't want to deal with it. And they know their family's going to get upset or they're going to have to miss out or they can't go to their kid's recital because, so-and-so's customer's upset and they can't afford to lose that account. So what we want you to do is to get into that fun place where you really enjoy growing your business. You enjoy your employees. You enjoy the business that you've built, that it serves you and you get to do all the fun stuff, like all the dreaming and the growing and the big picture stuff rather than the day-to-day minutia. So the solution is, you're like, well, that's great. Where do I get all of these systems, Natalie? James says, phone calls and email anxiety. That was me. I wasn't speaking specifically about you, James. I would never throw you under the bus like that. But since you want to volunteer that information, some of our most amazing Millionaire Mastermind clients still have some of that issues. And they had those issues with just like, I don't know how to deal with this. And hopefully we helped you kind of get over that anxiety and have the right mindset and the right systems to deal with them so that you're not constantly dealing with all of those issues. And part of that goes into trusting somebody that knows how to get those results. And I would highly recommend to all of you out there that if you are still kind of trying to figure it out on your own and you're sick and tired of it and you want 2020 to be the year where you're like, that is it. I am so sick of not having a track to run on. I don't want to have to figure this out on my own. I don't want to have to keep putting good money after bad into new, should I go into Launch 27 or should I use some other company or should I use Clean Guru or whoever? What do I need to do to get my business from where it is now to where I want to go? I've spent the last 1, 2, 5, 10 years trying to figure it out. And I keep hitting a brick wall, or I keep taking 2 steps forward, 1 step back. And I just want to have a system that gets me from point A to point B. And that is it. And you want 2020 to be that year? Go to growmycleaningcompany.com right now. Check out our free on-demand masterclass. At the end of that masterclass, you can actually sign up for a complimentary breakthrough call with one of our coaches or even with Mike and talk to us about how to build that business, how to get that system in place to get you to where you want to be and to where you want to go in 2020. And just stop beating your head against the wall. It's not easy. It's not you. It's not that you aren't capable. It's not that you're dumb. It's not that you aren't worthy of being able to grow this business. It is that you just don't have a proven system to run with. And it's hard. You don't have the time and energy to grow your business and figure out all these systems and processes. It's a lot for one person to take on. And so by eliminating the fact that you have to try to figure it out by trial and error, you can actually focus on growing your business. So go to growmycleaningcompany.com, check out our free on-demand masterclass, and schedule a time to talk to one of our coaches about your business and make 2020 the year that you make it happen. I wish you all a very Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, Cleaning Nation. We love you guys, and it is a pleasure to be able to serve you. And I hope that you are able to spend some time with your families and what's really important in life. And you guys are amazing. James, I love you, man. You're one of my favorite people in the whole wide world. Thank you so much for the love. Rohan, Harry, it is great to see you guys on here. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope you guys all have an amazing holiday season, and I probably won't be on personally until 2020, but Mike will be back on Tuesday, hopefully giving you guys some amazing thoughts and some wisdom. Christina, Merry Christmas. We love you too. You're amazing. We just have such a great community out here, and I wish you all the best in the new year, and of course, very Merry Christmas to you. Nikki, thank you so much. You guys are amazing. Have a very Merry Christmas, everybody. We love you. Bye, Cleaning Nation. Take care of yourselves.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.